One last thing. It has downloaded. I checked. It is posted and downloaded. You all need to go to bigfattyonline.com for the debut podcast of the fat one himself. I mean, and when I say fat, I'm talking about that fat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One indeed, and it is week 2 of the BFO. This is episode 7 for Monday, February the 11th, and it is VD week, and get out there and just spread it around. Oh, Lord. All right, everyone. Well, VD week, we've got all kinds of special things for you this week, because, you know, nothing says love like a little VD. And you know, Thursday is VD itself, but we'll get to that as the week goes along. Now, this week I have got some special Memory Lane music for you, and we're going to have a special show this week, and I've already got a gaze ready to go, and it's a very special guest. I don't think my special guest on the gaze this week has been on any other podcast other than his own. So I'll just let you think about that as the week progresses so you can see who it is. I'm not telling. And of course, it's VD week. So of course, the quiz programs, the Big Brother starts this week. And what says happy VD more than the Big Brother? Now, speaking of the Big Brother, I have got a phone call here that I'm going to play right now. And then we'll talk about it. Here we go.
Hey, Big Fay, this is Anthony from A Shanty No Lemon calling. I just wanted to call and let you know I thoroughly enjoy your new show. I enjoy the show because there's no sound effects. And I enjoy this better. I'll just say that. It's a little more entertaining. And then, let me say this. It's a little more up my alley in terms of what I like to listen to. So, and in terms of the Big Brother contestants, I have an extremely fine-tuned gaydar, and I'm going to actually tell you here exactly who is gay and who is not gay. So, looking at these photos here, Adam, gay, Alex, straight. Jacob is going to bi with a leaning towards gay. James, kind of hard, once again, goofy photo, I'm going to say gay. Joshua, I am going to actually say straight but cute, a SBC, or I'm sorry, yeah, cute but straight, sorry, backwards, because he's cute, but he's not giving me the gay vibe, and I've seen that before where they look gay, but they're really straight. Matt, gay. Neil, straight. Parker, probably gay, and Ryan, he's probably gay as well, or at least bi, so. There's my thoughts. Keep up the good work, and I will talk to you later. Be well. Bye.
Well, thank you very much there, Anthony. And if you don't know what Anthony's talking about, then you need to go over to the www, which, of course, as you know, that's right, you do not have to use, and go over to the BFO, Big Fatty Online. And the day that I posted that was, what day was that? I don't know when I posted that. On the 6th, so that was last Wednesday, I posted the pictures of the 9 men's that are going into the Big Brother house. And I think they went into the house on Sunday. I'm not exactly sure, but we'll be able to figure it out once the show premieres and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, at least 2 of the contestants are homosexual, And so I said, okay, everyone, let me know who you think are the homosexuals. And I'm kind of keeping a tally there. And you can either send me an e-letter or you can send me a voice letter like Anthony did there at 206-337-1438. And we are just keeping a tally there. And so far it appears that everyone thinks that Adam is a big old homo. And you know, there's plenty of time for you to vote, so go on over there. Let's get, excuse me, I was just vomiting there for a little bit. And go over there and vote, and then Big Fatty will update the totals before the show debuts on Tuesday evening. Now, and, you know, Anthony, I am sure that you are exactly right when it comes to those predictions, because, you know, if anyone knows anything about gay men, it's Anthony. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go listen to some of Archer's old shows where Anthony was getting dating advice from the people on Archer's gangbang. Oh, well, we shall see how right Anthony is come Tuesday night. Now, I noticed that the subtitle of the Big Brother season this time is Till Death Do Us Part. Not quite sure what that means. Now, at the start of the show was Eric the Southern Boy, and Eric has done something that I had asked everyone else to do, and that is to go out and spread the word, like VD, of the BFO and find a new listener. Well, Eric didn't really know he was doing it, but he did. And he's found me a new podcast in the process. And Vera Speaks is a new podcast, and I've added it under the Fat Favorites over there. And it's your Auntie Vera. And Vera Speaks, and she said that she found out about the BFO from Eric the Southern Boy. So thank you, Eric. And another podcast has gotten me another listener, I think. I'm going to give them credit anyway. And that is the QCast Connection has gotten me Michael from Stuttgart. And Michael is now a listener, and he commented about British John only being 24. He was thinking that British John is 24 in what? Dog years? But we have several new listeners, and while I'm here, I'm just going to go ahead and mention them right now. We have Chuck and Chris from from where? Huntsville, Alabama. Chuck and Chris. And they are in Huntsville, Alabama, and they say that they was born intelligent, but education ruined them. You'll have to go see their picture. And they love the Big Fatty. And I mentioned Michael from Stuttgart over in Germany. And we have Walt from Albany, New York. And Walt is on We're Stupid Because You're Mean, or something like that. Now, I have received the e-letter spanking from Diane from the Tasty Jewelry. Now, Diane, I thought I mentioned you when I was talking about Austin and Oil Can Harry's, and or when I couldn't remember the name of that that bar in Austin, Texas. But obviously, I didn't. Fat Freddy, I mentioned him with Austin, but I thought I mentioned you as well. But evidently, I did not, and so I will officially say hello to Diane from the Tasty Jewelry, and Diane, welcome to the listener map. So, don't want anyone to feel slighted, and I think I've hit everybody else that's on the listener map, and you can join the listener map also. And if you don't join it, then I'll give you the fucking finger, because, you know, it only takes a second. It only takes a minute, girl. And so go over there to the www. I'm going to drive you to the www. So if you think you can listen to this show and not do the computer, you can think again. Now, one thing that I'm sure you're all worried about, and that is that we haven't heard from Drunky Bill, the gay construction worker, with a phone call. Well, I have a phone call from Bill, and Bill sent it in fairly early in the process, but Bill asked me a question on his phone call, and I'm going to do a show later this week during VD week. I think it's only appropriate. So I'm saving his phone call, so don't worry. Bill is still out there. Now, y'all, a couple of things. There is rumor that there is going to be an Apple store in Charleston, and when I heard this, I immediately began touching myself inappropriately. That would just make me very, very happy, and I hope that that happens. And also, when you get to be as old as the big fatty, and Auntie Vera, you can probably confirm this. Once you hit 50, AARP becomes relentless. Relentless. I mean, I get something from AARP at least once a week, if not two or three times a week. I mean, unbelievable. So, AARP, finger. Until you give me some kind of discount or something at the Shoney's Buffet, no thank you. And speaking of the Shoney's Buffet, do you not love the Shoney's Breakfast Bar? Do you not love a breakfast bar? But you know what's even better than a breakfast bar? Breakfast for supper. I love breakfast for supper. I love to make the pancakes or the grits and sausage for supper. Delish. So maybe for VD, instead of going out and spending lots of money on some expensive restaurant that, you know, make breakfast for supper. I think that's a wonderful idea. Big Fatty's going to make breakfast for supper for himself because, you know what? Me loves me. And speaking of me loves me, I think it is time for a little memory lane music.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty and you should know it. With each segment which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all. You're gonna listen after all.
Tim, everyone loved your singing. I'm not quite sure, but anyway. Okay, it is VD week, so we have special VD Memory Lane music. See if you can sing along with this one.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you. Life's sweetest reward, let it flow, it floats back to you. Love boy, soon we'll be making another run. The love boat
Now, if you don't know what the fucking Love Boat is, then you don't know what you miss out on, because the Love Boat was just, it was fabulous. And there were regulars on there, but every week there'd be new passengers. And do you know who was the passenger that was on the Love Boat more than anyone else, or what actor or actress was on the Love Boat more than anyone else? Charo. Yeah, that's right, Charo. And, you know, she's still alive. She was on one of the gay cruises that I was on. She was entertainment. She's amazing, y'all. She must be 150. And she's still a coochie coochie. So, anyway, we love the Love Boat. And what can I say? Now, I saw something in the paper today. I thought this was kind of interesting. And this kind of leads from the Love Boat into something else. Monopoly is coming out with a brand new game. It's a game of the world, though. And can go online at the www.monopoly.com, and you can vote through the 28th of February. You can vote on 68 different cities that are going to be properties on the new Monopoly World game. And it's different cities throughout the world. So, of course, the big fatty went over there and voted. And, you know, I voted for, like, Amsterdam and Sydney and Queenstown, New Zealand. Arthur, did you hear that? And I voted for Chicago. And I think Boston was on there. London was on there. I voted for that. And then I voted for Helsinki. And what else did I vote for? I don't remember off the top of my head. Rio de Janeiro. Come to Rio de Janeiro. But you can also put in your nomination for a wild card city. And then the top 20 wild card cities, you can vote on them March 1st through the 9th. So I think that's kind of cool that that there's going to be a Monopoly World city. But, you know, go over there and vote for Amsterdam, because, you know, if y'all had never been to Amsterdam, let me tell you, Michael from Stuttgart, I know you've been to Amsterdam, right? And if you hadn't, get on that, what is it, EasyJet, that cheap-ass airlines over there, and go over there and go to Amsterdam. And they do, there's all kinds of good deals and all going to Amsterdam this time of year, because, you know, there ain't no, oh, Lord, there ain't no T-U-L-I-P-S over there, but there's always plenty of T-W-O. L-I-P-S over there. Now, I want to let everyone know that Scott M. from Boston, who won our Soy Candles by Phoebe's promotion for December on the Little Fatty Cast, did get in touch with me, and he has sent in his choices to Mr. Mike Hipp. So he is listening, although he's not over on the listener map yet. So, Scott, maybe I'll just have to negate that and say that you're not eligible until you get on the map. So anyway, well, y'all, I gave you 6 episodes last week, and I promise you it ain't going to be 6 this week. So just too bad, but we'll have fun this week no matter. See you later. Ruined! Whee! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.